As we get set now for racing here at Circuit Mark Webber, the four strokes will be the first out onto the circuit as Jonathan Markison was the fastest qualifier in the earlier run. He's in the 71 cut. Jamie Craig in the 39 was the second fastest, both from the Karting HQ entries. Nathan Taylor in the 52. Lewis Behear in the 43. Start out of row two. Out of row three, it's the 30 of Michael Russell and the 55 of Aaron Lewis. The 7 is out of position. 7 is the 9 of Aaron Bell and the 45 of David Chu. The 9 in 9th position is the 83 of Matt Sydenham and the 34 of Maxwell Howard. The 6 of Chris Barry and the 23 of Curtis Dixon. Good to see Curtis Dixon over here from Orange. Bradley Howard's in the 35. And the 22 is Paul King. Martin Nimmer in the 70 with Robert Dixon in the 67. David Mills is 7. The Nathan David Mills in the 7. Nathan Costino in the 9. Now we've got Kurt Woodward, a second cart, running a 9. So hopefully that's been addressed. Because I make it 3 9s are going to be out there. I see that as a bit of a problem. So the 13 is Brent Dixon. The 31 is Aaron Osborne. And Mark Chadston is... So they've got the cut through here, all in formation. Three number nines in the race could be an interesting problem if one of them makes a mistake. There's going to be three cards black flagged all in one go. All right, Jonathan Markison and Jamie Craig are your front row as they head around the top of the circuit. We're under starters' orders. And they're in good formation. The four strokes, it's a popular class growing every race weekend with more and more competitors. And they're going to kick off their first race here on Circuit Mark Webber under the 1107 metre format. Looking good for a start. Markison on the pole. And Markison will get the jump over Craig as they head down into the capital lines and signs. Turn number one for the very first time. Markison leading into the dip as they head through turn three. Side by side to turn four. And the natural gas and water, turn number four. It is now the 39, I think. No, it's still Markison in the 71 who holds the lead. Working up through the field now, we have the 43 of Lewis Behear. Lewis Behear makes his way up to second position as they're up the back straight now into the top turns. And Behear makes his move, opens the door on Markison. I think Craig's got through as well. Side by side off the top turn now, down the pit straight. And Lewis Behear is out in front in the 43. Cart off the road there. That's the outside of the front row driver in Jamie Craig. So Jamie Craig losing a few spots there as he missed the dogleg onto the start-finish straight. Lewis Behear out in front by about four cart lengths now. A bit of bang and crash going through the natural gas and water. Turn number four, and it's now working his way through the field. The 52 of Nathan Taylor up into second position. So along the D group back straight, and it is Behear leading the way here in the early running of this first heat ever on this, well, they're calling this the GP layout of Circuit Mark Webber. Behear, three cart lengths ahead of Nathan Taylor as they head into the Capital Lines and Signs, turn number one. Out of sight for a moment. Behare extends his lead, heading into turn four. They work through the infield now. This fantastic, full, almost banked turn number five. And then into the hairpin. The old turn three and four complex, which is now a very different set of corners. As our leader, Lewis Behare, around the top of the circuit, continues to hold his position. We'll try and give you a full call of the card with 22 four strokes out on the circuit. A mix of light and heavies. Behare from Taylor. Then you went back to Markison. And Markison just losing a bit of ground after he was the fastest qualifier earlier this morning. So a good mix of heavies and lights in the qualifying. The first of the heavies in qualifying was the 55 of Aaron Lewis. Now we look where he's running currently, and he's just made the move coming out of the hairpin and is up to fifth position. So as our leader is still Lewis Behare in the 43, that's the Krimic Industries number 43. It looks like a cosmic cart. Behind him, Nathan Taylor just still sitting that 3-4 cart lengths back, not able to really close up. Markison is the next cart through. Now Lewis, the first of the heavies, just, well, holding his station further back in fifth position, as in fourth place is the 39 of Jamie Craig. Bit of bang and crash now as Taylor and Markison get into it, coming out of the hairpin and up onto the Matic concrete, left-hander through that infield section. So a battle for second, Taylor and Markison. Looks like there's been a bit of a change there. Markison in the 71 does make the pass. And for Taylor, he's dropped two spots back. So that bang and crash must have cost him a couple of spots, because also Jamie Craig was able to take a spot from him. So as they come through the natural gas and water, turn number four, through five now, that bank turn and into the hairpin. That's the Karting Addiction hairpin. Then on the Ruhrs group, short shoot towards the old back straight into that S's complex now. They head up the back straight, and Behare is in a comfortable position out in front. Jonathan Markison, after dropping back to as far as fourth position, has worked his way back up into second. And Jamie Craig, who had got up to third, has now been shuffled back to fourth as Nathan Taylor is starting to get a bit of a run on. The 31 coming up through the field is Aaron Osborne. And Aaron Osborne, I'm thinking, has had an off there. So that might be a slower cart that's just gone off the track. I'm not sure if I've seen Aaron Osborne driving up through the field yet. But good luck to her in the 31. That would put her in fifth if that is her position on the racetrack. She's certainly showing the speed. So it might be Osborne, then back to Lewis. Then you go back to the 45 of David Chu, who right behind him has the first of the nines. I'm going to say it's Aaron Bell for lack of any other information at hand. Behare across the start-finish line now, getting close to the end of this first heat here in the four strokes on circuit Mark Webber. A great honour for the four strokes to get the first race here on the circuit. Behare in a good position as he heads through the hairpin. Now towards the Ruhrs group. So the Behair coming through the S's now towards the back straight. And Lewis Behair is on his final lap now. So Behair around the top of the circuit. Lewis Behair is leading from the 71 of Jonathan Markison as they head to the checkered flag. This is the checkered flag? No, this is the white flag, sorry. White flag is out now. Behair. Sorry, that is the checkered flag. So Behair into the natural gas and water. Turn number four. Through the cutting addiction hairpin now. It is on a big charge here from Markison. As then back to Craig. Then it is it definitely is Osborne who has come out of position 21 in the 31. So Osborne doing a fantastic job. The pink number plate indicating that she has won at the Lithgow ladies event that's normally in and around Australia Day. Checker flag is out, and the first winner on the Circuit Mark Webber GP layout is Lewis Behair. Jonathan Markison comes home in second. Some great driving there in the four strokes. Up next here will be the juniors. So we will get set here for the juniors. So the juniors getting set for their first heat on Circuit Mark Webber, the now named GP layout. So just having trouble getting these juniors to form up. Connor Zinnemann will be on the pole. Hayden Crossland in the 7. Then it's Reg Barry in the 6. Troy O'May in the 99. Imogen Radburn in the 90. The 15's Lachlan Maneath. 38, Charlize Cohen. And then Kylie Morse in the 23. All right, so looking good for a start this time by all in formation now as we wait for the green. Zinnemann and Crossland are the pole sitters. Zinnemann and Crossland. Then it's Barry O'May in the second row. Looking good for a start here. In good position for the juniors. Heat number one here at Circuit Mark Webber. Zinnemann gets the hole shot as the lights go out, and Zinnemann leads them into the capital lines and signs. Turn number one. Through down into two, and then the dip up through three. And it's nose to tail. Zinnemann and Crossland through four. Now the natural gas and water. Turn number four. Across into the hairpin, the cutting addiction hairpin, and it's still the 12 of Zinnemann leading the way from Crossland. Crossland through the S's now, looking to make a run up the back straight. They're nose to tail, heading to the top turns. Around the top turns now, and onto the power cart raceway, pit straight, into the pit turn. And it's nose to tail at the front of the field. It's Zinnemann leading Crossland. Crossland with a crisscross move going towards two there side by side into the dip. Up out the other side, and it looks like Crossland had the momentum and he will become the race leader. So Crossland leading the way from Zimmerman now, opening up a handy buffer as they head into the hairpin. Through the Ruse group, right, left hand, the Maddish concreting left-hander, I should say, and now onto the Ruse group S's. As they head up the D group back straight, it is Crossland leading the way. So Crossland in the seven cart. Out in front and opening up a 2 second buffer over the 12 of Connor Zimmerman. So the two junior lights there. Then we just have the one midweight cart, the number 38 of Cohen, and then the one heavy of Morse. So a race leader working their way through the Ruse Group S's and towards the D Group back straight. Around the top turns, and Crossland not extending his advantage at the front of the field, but certainly maintaining that same lead. So Crossland across the line from Zimmerman in the 12. The race leader heads into the Carding Addiction hairpin. As the race leaders working further back in the field, we have the 6 of Reg Barry. Then you go back to the 90 of Imogen Radburn. Behind the 90, that is the 23. That's Kyle Morse, the first of the heavy drivers. So all starting to spread out now around Circuit Mark Webber as the racing continues here. Up next, of course, will be the rookies. So our race leader, just flicking that cart around, is Hayden Crossland in the PCR cart number 7. Crossland leading the way from Zimmerman's to that distance now, opening up, and Crossland in a very strong position. Still Barry back there in third. Fourth is Radburn, back to fifth place, and that's the 99 of May. Further back then to the 23 of Morse. The 15 is Manif, and then rounding out the field would be the 38 of Cohen. So a race leader is the number 7 cart of Hayden Crossland. Excuse me. So Crossland heading through the S's now and up onto the D group back straight. Not sure if he's going to get to put a lap on Charlie Cohen in that 38 cart. Cohen across the line now. But our race leader across the line is Hayden Crossland. Oh, spinner here. Just coming out of the Carding Addiction hairpin is the 15 of Lachlan Manif. So Lachlan Manif having a spin there. And there's a lot of dirt now that's just kicked up onto the circuit. So that will be something that the drivers have to be careful for. Crossland leading the way. Blue flag at the top of the D group straight for the Cohen cart. That's yellow, not blue. We've got a cart off the circuit. So that's Manif. Manif, I think, off the circuit now. So got another cart kicking up some dust there as Crossland comes across the line. So the 38 is on the white flag now for Crossland, who's now put the Cohen cart one lap down. Crossland with a strong performance, leading the way here in heat number one of the juniors. Behind him, it's Zimmerman. Crossland around the top of the circuit. And coming in to take the victory, Hayden Crossland takes heat number one. Zimmerman comes home in second. And then it'll be a ways back to Barry. One lap down was the 38. That's the Cohen cart. And then it's Barry in the six who comes across the start-finish line. So then it's Maneef. So Maneef got himself going after that spin. We'll try and find out who that DNF was then. Then have Omay and the 90 card of Radburn. So they must have all got across the line there, rounding out with the 23 of Moore. So yes, they all did get themselves running again after a couple of offs there in the middle stages of the race. Our thanks to all the great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, like these. Rookies out onto the track. 10 rookies to greet the starter. Edin Del Maso in the 12 will start from the pole. The 32 is Bailey Sweet. The 15, Darcy Boulding. Elijah Sade in the 4. The 78 is Ethan Bell. The 11 is Joseph Bellardo. The 6, Josh Bidot. The 73 is Kobe McInerney. The 16, Mitchell Love. And Oliver Sade is in the 44. So heat three, rookies about to get started. Just a reminder, please remember the Karting New South Wales COVID-19 policy and maintain your personal space. Keep that 1.5 metre distance between others. And remember to wash and sanitise your hands regularly as we look to see. Are they going? It looks like they'll do the cut through this time as they're in formation now. Rookies coming up the rise out of turn three. So everyone's gone through. In good formation, Del Maso and Sweet is the front of the field. We're getting set, hopefully a start this time by. Looking good in good formation. Rookies, heat number one here for 2020 at Circuit Mark Webber. And away racing, Del Maso in the 12 gets the jumper. Coming out of the second row, looks like it might be Ijaz Sade. It's Darcy Boulding is in the 16. So Darcy Boulding with a good run off the start. But it looks like, yes, Boulding with a centre helmet, isn't it? Darcy Boulding. As side by side into the Karting Addiction hairpin, and a good dive bomb there by Elijah Sayed. Elijah Sayed in the 4 moves himself up into third position as they head through the Ruiz S's and onto the D group back straight around the top of the circuit now. They're through those top turns, and Boulding in the 16 cart with an early lead, but plenty of pressure being applied to the back bumper of Boulding. In fact, a mistake. Oh, it's Del Maso, sorry. Del Maso opens the door and straight through goes Elijah Sade. Sade now through the dip. Up turn three, the rookie's mixing it up as Boulding goes to the inside of Sade and makes the pass through in the natural gas and water. Turn number 4. Into the hairpin, and it's back and forth. It's a great move. Sayed takes the lead back, but it's Del Maso It's Boulding now, who gets the spot back through the Ruiz Group S's. This is certainly the best race so far we've seen on my circuit, Mark Webber. And what a race it is as well. Around the top turns now, and Boulding and Sayed nose to tail as they head into the Burko pit turn. Across the start-finish line now, and Boulding with the advantage. Back to Sayed. Then it's back. Well, Dalmaso has dropped another spot. I think he's dropped it to Sweet, so Sweet's in third. Yep. Elijah Sayed in the four. And Oliver Sayed's in the 44, further back in the field. But it's Darcy Boulding leading the way as they head through the Ruiz Group S's now towards that D Group back straight. As they head up the D Group back straight, nose to tail, Boulding and Sayed. Elijah Sayed looks to the inside, coming off the top turns. He'll take the lead. Side by side down the Power Kart Raceway pit straight, and Boulding grabs it back through the Burko pit turn. Across the start finish line now into the Capital Lines and Signs turn number one, and Boulding has a kart length on Elijah Sayed as they head through the dip and into the Natural Gas and Water turn four. Through the infield now, Boulding and Elijah Sayed dive bombs again. And Sayed this time covers off the move. Boulding into the back of Sayed through the Ruiz Group S's now. Great drive here. Elijah Sayed and Darcy Boulding. And getting into the battle is Bailey Sweet in the 32. Top three cards with five laps to run. It'll be four across the line this time, won't it? Feels like we're past half. It feels like it's past half race distance now. Top three, all nose to tail as they disappear out of sight and race up through three. Boulding to the inside of Elijah Sayed, and Boulding makes the pass through into the Jack's Tires sweeper. And again, towards the Karting Addiction hairpin. Oh, they touch, coming out into the Ruiz Group S's. And unfortunately, that will knock the momentum off Elijah Sayed. As they just ran wheels, Sayed got up into the air. And Boulding now has got a little bit of breathing room at the front of the field. So great racing here in the rookies. Heat number one. As Darcy Boulding now heads across the start finish line, should have three laps left to run. So our race leader, Darcy Boulding. Now Bailey Sweet, I think, was able to make the move up into second position with the four now of Elijah Sayed back into third position. And they're starting to concertina back together. Oh, Sayed sideways through the hairpin, and he's lost a bit more ground. That's going to give the, is that the 40? No, it's the 78 of Ethan Bell now, an opportunity to try and make a run as they head along the D group back straight. Around the top turns, and it is still Darcy Boulding, but he's being caught now by Bailey Sweet in that 32 cart. So Boulding in the 15. Oh, in fact, it's, my apologies, it's Oliver Sayed. Oliver Sayed now in the 44, running in second position. So it's Oliver Sayed in second. Third place is Elijah Sayed, as they'll be through the Karting Addiction hairpin once again. So we've got a cart off slowing, just heading towards the Natural Gas and Water turn number four, as they're coming towards the white flag this time by. So about to start their final lap here on circuit, Mark Webber. The rookies, what a race has that been. Their leader, Darcy Boulding. Now we've got a yellow flag from the Capital Lines and Signs, turn number one. which will be in place until they get through the natural gas and water. Turn number four. We've got a spin also. That is a spinner back down there as well. As Oliver Sayed dive bombs into the Karting Addiction hairpin, Darcy Boulding makes the move coming back out through the Mattich concreting. Turn, and he gets the lead back as we get ready for the checkered flag. This time by, the yellow is out down at turn number one as we have a race to the checkered flag. Down the power kart raceway, pit straight for the final time. Boulding is the winner. Oliver Sayed, then it's Elijah Sayed. Further back then. What a race for the top three. Some great racing there in the rookies. A great job. A great job there in our first race of rookie competition. And Darcy Boulding will take that win. All right, getting set for a start now. Here in the junior performance, starting from the pole will be the 13 of Cody Maines. Cody Maines starting from the, or Maines Ruddy, I should say, Cody Rains Muddy, starting from the pole in the 13 cart. Then it's the 86, Ethan Smead, the 65, Joseph Camilleri, the 22, Luca Bellardo, 77, Mario Vatane, 28, Sebastian Ruiz, and then off the back, the 3 of Mitchell Saunderson. Also, thanks to Quick Easy Towing for the use of the boom lift. You'll get, certainly when you get home, you'll see some fantastic pictures from the boom lift this weekend. So Cody Maines Ruddy on the pole and away and racing. Oh, bogging down off the start was Ethan Smead, and he's been swamped into the Capital Lines and Signs turn number one as they head towards the Norris Cleaning turn three. Your race leader is Cody Maines Ruddy. A great start in the 13 cart for him. The PCR cart leading the way as they come towards the Karting Addiction hairpin. Through the Mattich concreting, turn seven, and now into the Ruiz S's. It looked like it was Joseph Camilleri running in second position. So Cody Maines Ruddy. 13 is the race leader in Maines Ruddy. So 13 leading the way. Now the 77 of Mario Vartanen. Vartanen towards the Norris cleaning. Oh, Camilleri now with a spin, just rejoining the circuit. So, as Vartanen in second place. Behind him is the 28 of Sebastian Ruiz as he heads through the Ruiz Group S's. Oh, Ruiz just got balked then by Vitara, and he went to the wrong side as they head up the D group back straight. So, mixing it up there is second position as your race leader is still Maines Ruddy out in front. Second position now is Ruiz, and Mitchell Saunderson from the back of the field makes his way up into third position. So, race leader is still Maines Ruddy. It's junior performance, heat number one. Maines Ruddy leading the way from Ruiz. Then it's back to Saunderson in the three. Then the 77 of Vartanen. Vartanen, who was up into second place early, now sits back in about fourth. Our race leader heads down towards the start-finish line. Maines Ruddy, I think he's just signalled that he has seen the black and white diagonal. So he'll be reporting to the stewards at the end of this race. Second place, Ruiz in the 28. Saunderson in the 3. As they head through the hairpin, it's Ruiz and then Saunderson in second and third place. Ruiz and Saunderson just not quite close enough to battle for position at the moment, but certainly are the closest carts as the leader, Cody Mains Ruddy, continues to extend his advantage as he heads through the Capital Lines and Signs turn number one. Then towards Norris Cleaning, turn three. Great thanks to Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of this round one of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship here at Circuit Mark Webber. The battle for second coming out of the Mattage Concreting, turn seven, is really starting to heat up. Ruiz now in the 28. Saunderson in the 3. Nose to tail as they head through PCR turn 11 and towards TLC Constructions turn 12. Onto the Power Kart Raceway, pit straight, and into the Burko pit turn. Across the start-finish line, it's Ruiz still in second position. Not quite sure how many laps they've done now, but I think we've just got to half race distance. So we'd have 3 laps to go next time by. Our leader is still Mains Ruddy. In fact, it's 2 laps next time by for Cody Mains Ruddy. Then it's Ruiz, Saunderson. Oh, and just getting bogged down there is the 77. That was in the Mattage Concreting, turn 7, that the 77 of Mario Veritanen has got bogged down and lost a spot. Lucky to get it back up and running again, in fact. So, our leader on his penultimate lap now. He'll get the white flag next time by as he goes through the Norris Cleaning, turn number 3, and towards the Natural Gas and Water, turn 4, through the Jack Tyres sweeper, and then the Karting Addiction hairpin. So, race leader heads towards the top of the circuit. The battle is for second. It's Ruiz and Saunderson. Ruiz and Saunderson, nose to tail onto the D group back straight. Ruiz has the advantage as they head through PCR and TLC Construction's top turns. Our leader takes the white flag now as Mains Ruddy well out in front. Second position is Ruiz. Saunderson losing a bit of ground as they go into the Capital Lines and Signs turn number one. Through Norris Cleaning turn 3, and Ruiz has the advantage of about 2 cart lengths. Saunderson closes it down to 1 as they go through the Jack's Tyre sweeper. It stays even into the Karting Addiction hairpin, and Saunderson is right on the back bumper of Ruiz now. The 28 of Ruiz, the 3 of Saunderson, as the leader is well out in front. And heading to the checkered flag, it's second place in Ruiz. Saunderson to the inside. Saunderson takes the pass. And Ruiz goes immediately straight back. Ruiz back to second as your winner is Mains Ruddy. Mains Ruddy across the checkered flag. Ruiz home in second. Saunderson's third. Then it's the 86 of Smead. Behind him, the Veriton. Further back, I didn't pick up who it was further back, but it would have been Smead and Camilleri rounding out the running order. Heat one of junior performance. So we're getting set for our tag restricted light. Adrian Dalmaso in the 87, Damian Selovic. Kovic on 37. Then it's 24 of Daniel Delfino. Eric Reeves in the 66. DuPont's in the 19. Sydenham's in the 83. Swarbrick in the 27. Further back to Freestone. And we're away and racing. Good jump off the outside of the front row by the, I think it was Taylor Harness in the 48 who got the jump there. So Taylor Harness is leading into the Natural Gas and Water. Turn number four through the Jack's Tyre Sweeper and towards the Carding Edition hairpin now. And it's in fact the three leading the way. Well, I don't have a three on the grid sheet, so I'm not sure who that card is. As we make our way, the 51 in trouble there, slowing on the circuit. In fact, I think we've got Senior Performance. No, we can't have Senior Performance light out there. Yes, it is Senior Performance at the front of the field. So, sorry, that is Lewis Behare. So, Lewis Behare is leading the way here. We've got the three different classes out that has caused me the problem. As Behare in the three leading the way from the 52. The 52 of Rory Hughes. Then it's back to the 5 of Varley. So Varley sits in third position as they head along the D group back straight. Our race leader is the 3 of Lewis Behare, who was out in the four strokes earlier this morning. Across the start-finish line now, Behare from Varley, then back to Hughes as they lead the way here in heat number one of Senior Performance Light. We have our tag restricted lights also in this big pack of carts, along with Senior Light and Tag Restricted Heavy. So a big mix of carts has run off into the dirt and through the Jack Sweeper now. Number of positions going to change as the 11 and 12 cart of Bracken and Donnelly. So our race leader across Behare leading the way from Varley in the 5 and then back to Rory Hughes. The front three have broken away. The battle is really for 4th, 5th and 6th position as they are nose to tail heading towards the Carding Addiction hairpin. And oh, contact there! So contact between the 22 of Warren and I think that was also the, well, I thought it was a 14, but I can't see a 14 on my sheet, so Warren definitely involved in that in the 22 cart. And so along the D group back straight now, that group runs. But Behare leading the way from Varley. And then it's Rory Hughes. Ryan Hughes is in the 51 further back. As the leader is still the cart number 3 heading towards the Carding Addiction hairpin. Now through Madditch Concrete, turn number 7. And the Ruiz group, S's, towards D group back straight. So your leader is heading up around the top of the circuit through the PCR and TLC construction top turns. As they come down towards the start-finish line, Lewis Behare completing lap number 5. So completing lap number 5, 3 laps remaining for our race leader. So Behare, oh, spinner, the 70 cart of Peter Sorrell off the circuit at Madditch Concreting. Turn 7, so he gathering it back up now as the leader's coming up onto him. So the blue lights will be on at the top of the circuit as Lewis Behare is going to catch that 70 of Peter Sorrell, who is about to go a lap down. Lewis Behare will have 2 laps next time by. as the leader comes across the start finish line. Yep. Louis Behare leading the way, getting past the back marker now of Peter Sorrell in the 70, and making a big run is the second place cart, closing in on Behare is Varley. So Varley in the five, closing it in here as they are on to the penultimate lap of this heat number three, heat number one of Senior Performance Light, Senior Light, Tag Restricted Light and Heavy. White flag out now for your race leader in the three of Louis Behare. White flag out now as they start the final time through capital lines and signs. Back there, the 52 of Hughes under plenty of pressure from the 48 of Jaden Bell. Bell looking for a way through for third place now, but just can't quite find it as your leader is Louis Behare from Varley. That's Zakiya Reginald Varley. Zach Varley in second position as they come through PCR, turn 11. Now TLC Constructions, turn 12. And on to the Power Kart Raceway pit straight for the final time. Checkered flag is out and Louis Behare takes the victory. Behare takes the win from Varley. Back then to Hughes, Rory Hughes, followed by Bell. Then it's back to the 26, the first of the tag restricted lights, I think you'll find. Then, great drive by Louis Behare in cart number three. The novices are back out on the circuit now to worked through their first heat after a false start last time they were out there. So Corey Carson is in the 19. Hamish Campbell in the 33. 17 is Jake McKinnon. Jordan Holden in the 10. Jordan Hunter in the 18. Luca Illick is in the 42. Riley Bates in the 12. Aidan McCabe in the 77. Charlie Campbell's in the 3, Jet McInerney's in the 72, and Riley Pryor is in the 88. So they're all in good formation. Oh, the front is in good formation. They're trying to make their way up there now. So hopefully they'll get away to a start next time by. So as the novices, heat number one. Corey Carson in the 19 off the pole. As we get set for a start here. Carson in the 19. The 33 is Campbell. McKinnon's in the 17 and Holden is in the 10. Getting ready for a start. In good formation as they head towards the start-finish line. The tail end just drags out a bit. But away, even start. Looks like the 19 of Carson has the advantage going into the capital lines and signs. Turn number one as they head through two and towards the Norris cleaning three. It is Carson leading the way. Campbell in the 33. Looks like he's dropped back a ways. As Carson in the 19 heads towards through the Jack's Tyre Sweeper and into the hairpin. Out of the Mattish Concreting left-hander. And it is Carson out in front. McKinnon, I think, has had a good start too in the 17. And Jake McKinnon up into second position. Through PCR and now towards TLC Construction top turns. And it's still nose to tail, although our leader Carson is pulling away at the front of the field. So Carson leading. In fact, it's from Hamish Campbell. Campbell in second. Then it's back to McKinnon in third. McKinnon coming under some pressure now as McKinnon is in third position. Back then further to, I think it's the 18 of Joshua Hunter. So, no, in fact, it's Holden, then Hunter, back further to the 12 of Bates. As they're all working their way through now at the tail end of the field. Charlie Campbell in the three cart. So, all side by side up through TLC Constructions, turn number 12. And a change in order. Not at the front. Carson still leads from Campbell. But then it's Holden in the 10 card up to third. He runs wide. That opens the door then. I think Hunter might have been able to make the move in the 18. And Holden has lost a lot of ground. He'll lose another place. I think Bates in that 12 card might also be up in the action as well. No, Holden getting back in front of the 77, is it? Or the 17. It's the 17 of McKinnon. And, well, McKinnon now is the one in trouble as they go through the Ruiz Group S's and up onto the D Group back straight. Corey Carson not having any dramas at all at the front of the field. Carson leading the way. No. Carson out in front. As he clicks off another lap, Carson is your race leader. Corey Carson leading the way here in the 19 cart. Race leader Carson from the 33 of Campbell. Then it's back to the 18. And the 18 is Hunter. So around the top of the circuit. And it's Carson, Campbell, Holden. Holden now. In fact, it's Hunter in the 18. Hunter on the back of Campbell as they head through Capital Lines and Signs. So, nose to tail, heading towards the natural gas and water. Turn number four. It's head chance here. Campbell trying to hold off the 18 of Hunter through the hairpin. And Campbell has the advantage for the moment. It's Hunter in the 18. Your leader is the 19 of Corey Carson. Out in front, heading onto the Power Kart Raceway pit straight. And side by side off TLC Constructions. And a change for second now as Hunter in the 18 makes the pass on Campbell in the 33. So Hunter in the 18 up into second position. Then it's Campbell, then it's Bates, Riley Bates, coming out of position number 7 off the start, has worked his way up into fourth position. So laps counting down here in the heat, number 1 for the novices. Should only be 2 laps left to run next time by. As Hunter, not clearing from Campbell in the 33. So as the leader around the top of the circuit, the number 19 of Corey Carson. Onto the Power Kart Raceway pit straight. And it's still Hunter with Campbell making a run at him again. Oh, the back bumper on the 33 is dragging on the racetrack. As further back in the pack, a good little battle here between the 77 of Aidan McCabe. Aidan McCabe having a good run here as he heads up onto the D group back straight with Riley Pryor. So the white flag will be the next time passed, as the leader is on the D group back straight as we speak. So, as I mentioned, Aidan McCabe and Riley Pryor having a good little battle there. They've also got Charlie Campbell in and around. So the white flag is out. The leader heads into the capital lines and signs. Turn number one for the final time. The 33 of Campbell is up into second position. Getting past now the 18 of Hunter. So as our leaders have got back markers, we'll see some blue flags before the end of this run. Campbell is through in second position. But closing in on him is the 18 of Hunter. And Riley Bates is going to make a move as well with Holden behind him. Holden puts a wheel into the dirt as he goes through Mattich Concreting. Turn number seven as they work through the Ruiz Group S's and up the D group back straight for the final time. Our leader is into traffic now as Corey Carson in the 19 is leading the way. He comes across and gets the checkered flag. Now, Riley Pryor is about to be passed by the leader, but it's after the leader got the checkered flag. So we need to make sure the 88 does get scored as a finisher here. Carson is your race winner. Second place going to Campbell in the 33. And then it goes back to Hunter in third place. So the 88 has still got to pass the checkered flag. So great run there in the novices. Open Performance are up next. As we get set now for the Tag 125 Light and Open Performance. Amy Brigoni will be on the polling cart number 3. Blake Keogh in the 13. Chris Brigoni in the 7. Daniel McPhee is in the 37. Dimitri Kozlinski in the 70. John Wells in the 69. Paul McKinnon's in the 17. Timothy Colombrata, then the 51. Zelko Gashprik. Then it's back to the 3 of... Oh, I don't know how Chris Brigoni can run Open Performance and Tag 125 Light at the same time. So he might not be out there in that class. The 60 is Peter Beaton and the 2 is Stephen Martin. So looking good for a start here. Big field in the Tag 125 Open Performance. Heat number 1 away and racing. Good start that time from Brigoni in the 3 cut as they work their way into Norris cleaning turn 3 up towards Natural Gas and Water turn 4. Starting to get single file now. Biddle Banger Crash further back in the pack as Brigoni in the 3 leading the way. Further back then to the 7 is Chris Brigoni. Amy Brigoni and Chris Brigoni at the front of the field. So Amy Brigoni leading the way from Chris Brigoni now as they head into the Burko pit turn. Chris Brigoni up the inside of Amy Brigoni now through the capital lines and signs. Turn number 1 as they head through turn 3, the Norris cleaning turn. It's Chris Brigoni in the 7, Amy Brigoni in the 3. Oh, big incident back at Natural Gas and Water turn. Two carts involved in that. They're both getting themselves back away. That's yellow down there. Yep, you can clear it now. As it's the 14 and I think that's the 69 of John Wells that might have been involved in that incident as well. That's bad news for both of those carts. They're back up and running full speed now, and Chris Bregoni is at the front of the field. Bit of dirt there on the inside of natural gas and water. Turn number four. That made it interesting the first time they're all through there. As Amy Bregoni has got the 60 of Peter Beaton right on his back bumper now. On her back bumper, I should say. Oh, 260s out there. So it could be Dmitry Kozlinski. I think it's Dmitry Kozlinski in the 60 that is actually running in fourth place across the line. Bregoni in third place will be the Kozlinski cart, and then it's Paul McKinnon in the 17. So that's your top four. As McKinnon makes the move up the inside of Kozlinski as they head towards the Carning Addiction hairpin. It's still Chris Bregoni from Amy Bregoni. Now it is McKinnon in the 17. Further back there, you have the Kozlinski cart, and then I think you've got Colombretta. Colombretta might be the next cart through. So, it looks like we're showing here Bregoni, McKinnon now up into second position. Now I'm seeing it's Peter Beaton, so I've got another three out there of Peter Beaton. Then it's Kozlinski. Keo is the 13. Colombretta. Then, I don't know why Jay Wall and Ryan Reynolds are listed there. Yeah. So, we've now completed four laps, so we're over half race distance. So next time by, there'll be three laps to run. As our leader is Chris Bregoni in the 7 cart. Then it's back to the first of our threes. Amy Bregoni, I've got down there in that 3. Behind her now, coming up through the field, is the 17 of McKinnon, who's off the circuit now. So that means we've got our blue plate, the state champion, is working through the Ruiz Group S's, and I think that is the 6 of Colombretta. So Colombretta in that blue number 6, signifying state champion as the leader, should have only 2 laps left to run. Then it's McKinnon in second place. Colombretta now coming up on the back of Amy Bregoni. So Amy Bregoni under some pressure as Tim Colombretta is up into third place, looking to make a charge into the Karting Addiction hairpin through Maddox Concrete. And then it's the Ruiz Group S's. Out of the S's and onto the D group back straight. And we've got more trouble there for, I think that's John Wells in the 69 cart, who's already had dramas in the natural gas and water. And in fact, I don't think that is John Wells. But well, leader receives the white flag now. So it's Chris Bregoni in the 7, leading the way from the 17 of Paul McKinnon. Back then, maybe that's Blake Keogh in the 3, who's listed as the 13 in the program. Then it's Colombretta in the 6. Then we've got the 13. So now it must be Amy Bregoni from the 13 then of Blake Keogh as they head around the top of the circuit. It's the checkered flag at the ready, and Chris Bregoni is going to take the checkered flag. Second place goes to McKinnon. Third place to Amy Bregoni. Fourth place to Colombretta. Then it's back to, I think, Keo in fourth place. So some great driving there in heat number one of Tag 125 Lite and Open Performance. We also, for good measure, had the Tag 125 Heavies out there as well. So up next, well, it's the Formula One of karting. It's the KZ2s out on the circuit for their first heat. The KZs now out on the circuit, about to form up onto the grid. Chris Sullivan was the fastest qualifier in the 12. Then it's the 60 of Matthew Erdman. Aaron Shields in the 16. Reese Cohen in the 94. Scott Chadston in the 32. Eugene Lee in the 7. Ben Edwards in the 10. Caleb Rossman in the 23. The 19 is Daniel Orsini. Dean's in the 25, Lemon in the 44, Lennart, Pessy, Hall and Holden round out the running order. The green lights are on for formation now in this KZ. Heat number one, the lights are on and away. Oh, stalling on the back of the grid is Dean's in the 25. We've got another two carts off the circuit as they headed towards Capital Lines and Signs. Heat number one, turn number one, the race leader working his way down into the Carning Addiction hairpin is the 60, 60 of Erdman. Erdman leading from the pole sitter Sullivan. So Sullivan on the back bumper now of Erdman as they head up the D group back straight. Through the top turns now, and your race leader is still Erdman with Sullivan. Sullivan trying to make the move. And Erdman in the 60 leading from Sullivan. Then it's back to Cohen in third place as they work through the Capital Lines and Signs. Turn number one through Norris Cleaning. Turn three and towards the Natural Gas and Water. Turn four, Erdman in the 60, leading the way from Sutherland in the 12. The pole sitter drops back a spot off the start. Further then to Cohen in the 94, who's got the, looks like the 10 of Rossman. Oh, in fact, I think it's the 19 of Orsini, who is in fourth position now. So the carts are cleared off the circuit, and we're back to green flag racing all the way around the circuit now. As the race leader is the 60 of Matthew Erdman. Erdman leading the way. Sutherland is still in second place. Oh, and Erdman off the circuit into turn four. And that will give Sutherland the lead. Sutherland leading the way now into the Carning Addiction hairpin. Then it's back to the 94 of Cohen. Cohen followed then by Orsini. Now a spinner off. We've got a cart off down as they head towards into the Jack's Tire Sweeper. Try to pick that cart up. The cart off the circuit is the 32. So the 32 of Chadston is out of this heat number one. Your leader change at the front of the field is Sutherland. Christopher Sutherland leading the way from second place now, Reese Cohen. Third place is the 19, I think, of Daniel Orsini. As Orsini heads up the top of the circuit. Our race leader comes off the TLC Constructions top turn and into the Burko pit turn now. Sutherland leading the way from Cohen. Then it's Orsini. Orsini followed then through the dip and up over to Norris Cleaning. Turn number three. No, a mistake by Orsini there. And that will give the opportunity for Erdman to grab a spot back. So Erdman now back up into third. problem. Orsini looks like he's got a problem and he's pulled off the circuit. That's the 16 cart that's pulled off between Natural Gas and Water and Jack's Tyres, turn 4 and 5. So as the laps continue to count down, we've got... No, I can't see how many laps we've completed now. So Sutherland is still your race leader. Another cart off the circuit. Down the bottom is the 10 of Ben Edwards. So Ben Edwards is off in the grass there. Now, there's a big lock-up mark there from Edwards. So we've got the yellow out now as Edwards is off at the end of the circuit. Our race leader... Well, Chris Sullivan in the 12 comes across the start-finish line now. He has completed 6 laps. In fact, 6 laps. So your race leader, Sutherland, out in front. Second position is Reese Cohen. Then it's Erdman. Lee rounds out the top four. So race leader is still the 12 of Chris Sullivan. So KZ heat number one. Sullivan across the start finish line now. It's showing he's on his last lap. So the checkered flag will be the out to the leader. It's heading towards the sweeper and the karting addiction hairpin. Kart number 12 leads the way. Is Chris Sullivan coming through Madich Concretes and now onto the Ruiz Group hairpin. The battle is for second. That is between Cohen. No, it's the checkered flag out next time. So the checkered flag at the ready for cart number 12 as Sullivan comes in to complete the run. Oh, big tank slapper going into Burko that time by Cohen, but he holds off Erdman, the early race leader, to round out the top three. Back then further to Lee in the 7. Then it's back to the 19 of Orsini. So who is the 16? Oh, sorry, Shields is the 16 that was off the circuit there further back. So some great racing there in the KZs. A lot of carts littered around the circuit, so it'll take a few moments to get that all cleaned up. And then we'll be back with the four strokes here and start of heat round number 2.